faithful is the Lord in all his words, and holy in all his works. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. What all can be contained in one look, one gaze? How much human life can be contained at the moment when the person encounters an important meeting of the eyes? What can one look create in a human soul? Matthew brings us a very brief description, where with very few words he shows the meaning of Jesus' gaze can change the entire life. Matthew says that Jesus was on the way. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. This sentence that is absolutely simple needs to be understood in every detail, because in its simplicity, Matthew says, elementary things that took place. First of all, Jesus first saw the man whose name is Matthew. He says that he was sitting at the customs post. We know that he was a tax collector. We know that he did a job that was at the service of the Romans. He had his freedom to cheat his friends, those who were around him, and tax collectors were the ones that succeeded well, because from their people of their own country, they took the money, gave to the Romans what they were obliged to give, but also to get rid for less for themselves, so to have riches for themselves. Tax collectors were at a distance. People knew he belongs to us, but he works against us. He cooperates with the Romans. That is why they identified tax collectors and sinners, because they were impure. As even Jesus' words, they were compared only with the prostitutes. That was the only comparison. In one place in Matthew's Gospel, he said, "Into the kingdom of God, the tax collectors and the prostitutes have come ahead of you." Category more or less the same, morally speaking. And that man is sitting in customs post. And everybody came to the customs post would see the tax collector, sinner. Matthew says, Jesus saw the man named Matthew. That is an immense difference between a tax collector and man. The difference is from earth to the heavens. In between tax collector and a man, or a man called Matthew, is immense difference, because here the man is not reduced to the service that he commits. He is not reduced to the sin that he commits. He is not reduced to the role that the society gives him, but he's a man. That is an immense thing that we can learn from Jesus. It is interior effort and the way of looking and the attitude that I may never reduce anyone to the narrow framework of his mistake or of sin. That is very difficult, especially when I look at other people. If somebody deceives me once, he's a deceiver, cheater. If somebody steals once from me, he's a thief. But if I deceive someone, I'm not a cheater. Something happened to me, I made a mistake. If I steal something from someone, I'm not a thief. It happened, I will make it better. In other words, we have a very strict criteria for others, but towards ourselves, completely gentle criteria. But Jesus wants us to be completely opposite, to be strict to ourselves and to be gentle towards others. Jesus looks at a man called Matthew. Name. The name is a marvel. The name is an entire story of itself. If you have time, with significant people or people who are important to you, ask them, how did they get their name? Ask them what their name means. There are people who in their name have an entire life story. Some cannot even say it out of sorrow, and some can't wait to share it. In the name is who gave it to me, why they gave it to me, what stands in the name, how do I bear it, with what emotion do I change it, did they give me a nickname, thousands of things. But the name is important. In the name, we meet with important people. Jesus, in difference to all the people who saw this man as a tax collector, sees him as a man who has his name. Look at the simplistic text. He says, follow me. And he got up and followed him. Matthew does not say a word. Jesus doesn't explain anything. Jesus does not say, follow me and do this, I'm planning this, we're going to do this. No, it's only follow me. And he leaves everything. Work, position, money, and follows him. What happened in that meeting eye to eye? If you're ever in Rome, take a look at Caravaggio's painting, Call of Matthew. You will see Jesus at the right-hand side. From behind him, there's a light, and that light falls on Matthew. Jesus looks in his face as if saying, follow me. And Matthew, with a finger pointed to him, me? Are you calling me? Is it possible? With awe, what wonder and awe, he leaves everything, gets up and goes after him. And what happens? Feast. It is the most natural thing when a sinner meets God. There's a celebration in Matthew's house. Who is there? Others, tax collector, sinners, eating and drinking, celebration. A natural place where a person meets God is celebration. Food, drink, table, community. But not everybody is in accord with that. We see that the sinners and tax collectors joyfully sit with Jesus at the same table. The Pharisees stand on the side. They cannot go at the same table because sinners are there. They will dirty their hands. they mustn't eat the same food with them. Others will remark that to them, they are rejected, they are not pure, they are not a good set of people, they should be avoided. And what do Pharisees do? Okay, if they let it go and go on their way, that would be fine. But they can't. They have to be near. And they go to Jesus' disciples and they complain to them, why does your teacher eat and sit with them? The Pharisees don't always behave the same. On other occasions, they go to Jesus and complain because of his disciples. And now they go to the disciples and complain because of their teacher. Jesus hears the complaint and answers. It is not the healthy who need the doctor, physician, but the sick. What a simple sentence that says how Jesus sees a sinner, not as impure, but as sick. Not as a judge, but as a healer. Good physicians are a wonder in the world. When you go to a physician, a doctor, no matter what is what's happened to you, whether you're at fault because you got yourself or sickness, or if you're completely innocent, the doctor doesn't care at all how you came to be sick, but says, where are you hurting? And he looks to see how to help. That means that Jesus sees himself in his mission as somebody has come to seek where the painful spot in a person is and how he can soothe that place of pain. He did not come to seek the sinners and to point the finger to them and to judge them and throw them out. No, he's come to see those whom others call sinners, considering them people who are in need of help. He does not have a gaze that condemns, rejects, crosses out, proclaims unclean, labels. Instead, his gaze looks at the human torment, burden, and knows how to help them. He also cares about the Pharisees. He's not someone who says, be gone from me. He cares about them because they're also a part of his mission, part of his people, and they need help. But it's not easy to help them. They're closed from within to be helped. And we know why they're closed. And we know that it's the most difficult situation, being closed, that one can ever give to themselves, is to consider oneself just righteous and others wrong. The moment that I take the attitude that I am just, that I have right before God and man, and others are at fault, it's very difficult for me to be helped. Much effort is needed there. And Jesus says, go and learn the meaning of the words of Prophet Hosea. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, because they took the attitude where others should be condemned because they have to carry out the external precepts and rights. They have to be protected from all impure things. They must first be purified. They have to be good in order to be able to, who knows what, sit down at the table with someone. But Jesus says, look and see what mercy means. What does the Father mean with mercy? Mercy is the inclination of goodness towards the people who are burdened, who are hurting, who themselves do not know how to organize their life. With such a heart, Jesus comes. With such a need to help those who do not know how to organize their own lives. When we meet this simple text and we see how many things happen in a simple, single gaze, look. And we ask ourselves, what is it that Matthew saw when at the instant he brought a decision? He listened to Jesus and set out after him. Certainly he did not see a condemnation. Had we seen the condemnation, he would have set out after him. In Jesus' eyes, he saw himself as he has never seen himself before. He sees himself as no one else ever saw him. In other words, just by one look, one gaze, Jesus drew out of him all of his goodness, and it was enough for him to set out after him. Perhaps it is also directed for us to purify our gaze to the point that from the other person it can draw out his goodness. Perhaps that is the most divine thing that we can do, to seek the precious pearl in the impure, in the disordered, in the sinful, and to draw it out. In that lies the law of life that Jesus discovered. At the moment when with the gaze you discover the goodness that the other person does not even know that they have inside them, everything changes. Goodness that is drawn out changes the heart. Unless we are harsh Pharisees, then we must know the scriptures well, we must study much, and we're not sure if we'll be able to discover what it means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. This is only possible in a gaze that draws out goodness, but through other studies, we're not sure. Maybe for somebody it is. This is the shorter way, Jesus' way. We are called to that. And he believes that we are capable of doing it. Amen.